You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Today has seen new regulations around vaping go into effect around Aotearoa, seeing thousands of products recalled from store shelves. Sellers are now needing to register with the Ministry of Health to sell certain products, and clear information about the ingredients of vapes will be publicised. I spoke to Dr. Kelly Burrow, an associate professor at the University of Auckland, about what this means for the health of New Zealand.
Could you please briefly explain your research to our listeners?
So we started a research project last March. So this is a three-year project, and we're looking at quite a few different aspects around vaping. One part is that we're looking at the chemicals in e-liquids as well as the aerosol created from e-cigarette devices. We are using computer models to simulate where those particles go within a model of the airways in our lungs. We are using MRI, that's magnetic resonance imaging, to take pictures of people's lungs before and immediately after they use their e-cigarette. And we will be doing some Excel experiments, so exposing some lung cells to aerosol created from vaping devices and look at what changes happen to those cells. And really the main thing that we're doing in our research is bringing all of these different things together using our computer models. So a lot of studies typically look at those areas in isolation, so either chemicals or either cells or either lungs as a whole. What we're really trying to do is bring all that information together to really understand the health effects on the lungs.
The new regulations are a part of a multi-phase plan by the Ministry of Health and Smoke-Free 2025 to recall products containing harmful ingredients. What do some of these harmful ingredients look like?
So there's different ones. So a lot of the harmful ones that you people might have heard of are ones that are created by the heating process. So you have the e-liquid, and then it gets heated up and turned into a vapor. That's what the user inhales. So in that vapor or aerosol, there's chemicals like formaldehyde, acetaldehyde, or acrolein. So those are known carcinogens. They have been found in the aerosol, as well as other things like heavy metals, so some lead and copper, tin, and other types of metals. So those are ones that are found in aerosol. But as well as that, in the e-liquids and the aerosol are a lot of different flavouring chemicals. So in our research so far, we've found about 50 different chemicals used to create the flavours, and no one really knows how harmful those are. So, well, some are known already to be harmful, but a lot of others just haven't been tested. So they're thought to be safe to eat, but no one knows how safe they are to breathe in.
What effects could the new regulations have on the health of young people taking up vaping?
So I think one of the good things that's just come in today is that all e-liquid products now need to be notified, and they have to comply to quite a big set of safety requirements. So up until now, people, manufacturers haven't needed to list the ingredients in the e-liquids, but as of today, all the different ingredients need to be listed, and that means that when we, through science or research, when we find that there's a dangerous chemical, we can actually then pull those products off the shelves and remove those chemicals. So manufacturers also now need to include batch numbers, and so again, that means that if there's a bad batch, they can actually recall those products if they're unsafe. And there's also standards for sort of quality of ingredients, and there are quite a few prohibited substances now that are already known dangerous chemicals. So all of these things together, I think, are really making e-liquids a lot safer for people to buy. So you know what's in them. They're going to be a bit more controlled, and the manufacturers really need to test and list and know what's in all of those e-liquids.
A few months ago, the first phase saw the flavours general retailers could sell being minimised to mint, menthol and tobacco. What effect do the flavours have on the health?
So that's one thing that people aren't really sure of, but as I said, so we've actually tested, we started testing really those core flavourings, what chemicals are in there, so tobacco, menthol and flavourless. And there's about 50 different chemicals in those. We tested one that was a flavouring one, which was mango, and that had even higher levels of flavouring chemicals. So I think a really good thing, by restricting the different products or flavourings that are available, it means, again, that there's a bit It's a bit more controlled. There's sort of fewer substances that will be in there. And because one of the really hard things in understanding the health effects of e-cigarettes is that there's thousands of different flavourings on the market, and each of those different flavours is going to have different chemicals added in there. So that's why, you know, the research so far has not been that conclusive, because there's so many different variables. So I think really bringing those, limiting those flavours is really going to help sort of or target or help us understand the health effects and sort of narrow them down a bit.
Do you believe that the regulations could affect the transition of smokers moving from cigarettes to e-cigarettes?
So, I mean, that's not something I know that much about, but I personally don't think that should really change things. I know that a lot of people that do switch from smoking to vaping, they do like those different flavourings, although I believe that the most popular e-liquid flavour is tobacco flavour anyway. So I think I personally don't think that would change people being able to switch to using vapes.
Awesome. Those were all of my questions. Do you have any final thoughts or any final information that you would like to share?
Well, we're still looking for some vaping, some participants for our vaping study. So if anyone wants to contact me and come and have an MRI of their lungs and their pulmonary function measured, that would be great.
That was Dr. Kelly Burrow on the health effects of vaping regulations.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.